Thank you and good morning. It was just over a week ago that vandals cut an above-the-ground fiber optic cable near Hopland that interrupted cell phone and internet service to thousands of AT&T customers across the region. It took more than 12 hours for full service to be restored, and the county is now asking for the public to report the impact the outage had on business activity. The County Office of Emergency Services is asking for businesses affected to contact the department with the name of the business, the facility affected, the contact information, what services were disrupted, and the impact that disruption had on conducting business, including financial losses. As of now, OES is gathering information for future emergency planning and legislative efforts. There was no emergency declared due to the outage, so there is no direct path for any local reimbursement. The State Senate has approved a measure that will protect the data stored on cell phones, laptops, and other electronic devices from unreasonable search and seizure. Senate Bill 178 requires that law enforcement get a warrant before accessing an individual's digital information, including text messages, emails, photos, and information stored on cloud servers. Called the California Electronic Privacy Act, the law would exempt law enforcement from needing a warrant in the event of an immediate emergency or other public safety need. The bill was authored by Republican Joel Anderson and Democrat Mark Leno and now heads to the Assembly for consideration. In August, the Atlantic Monthly recognized Humboldt State University as one of the best schools in the country for master's degree programs, and the latest ranking from U.S. News & World Report recognizes HSU as one of the top schools in the West as well. U.S. News ranks Humboldt State as the 15th best public university in the West in its latest annual College Guidebook, citing its broad range of undergrad programs and its master's programs as well. Regionally, HSU is ranked at 57 among both public and private universities. The rankings look at criteria such as course offerings, affordability, academic quality, and student outcomes. In May of 2013, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a secluded area north of Willits near Highway 162 after a report of possible human remains had been found. The remains were recovered and were later determined to be human, and DNA samples were taken, and that data uploaded to the State Department of Justice Missing Persons System. After nearly 2 years, the remains have been identified as those of a missing Laytonville woman who was reported missing by her family and who had not been seen by family members since 2012. Following collection of DNA material from family members, the tests confirmed the remains are those of 25-year-old Rachel Audrey Sloan, and an investigation into the cause of her death has been opened. Anyone with information about Sloan or what led to her death is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At any one time, there can be as many as 385 inmates in the county jail, and part of that number is driven by changes in state sentencing laws due to AB 109. Sheriff Mike Downey is responsible for the daily operation of the jail facility and all that entails. He's also noticed a change in the jail population itself, as more inmates who previously may have been sent to state prison serve terms locally instead.
What we have seen, obviously, is with the realignment of the whole prison system, we're getting a new culture into our facility. More of the state prison culture is infiltrating our facility. It's not necessarily just the culture of a county jail anymore, so that's very prevalent.
Downey is actively recruiting new corrections deputies to meet staffing needs, but it takes a while to get them on board, and then it takes years to gain experience working in the jail environment.
And we do staff to a mandated level now, but people are working overtime and that type of thing to maintain that level. The culture that's being brought into our system, it has changed. Officers are having to be more aware of those around them and being able to deal with the changes of the whole complexion of the population.
The nature and the type of inmate housed in the county jail has changed, but as Mike Downey points out, the mission his department must perform remains the same. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.